From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
It is, of course, National Talk Like a
Pirate Day.
Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Arg.
Arg.
Arg, matey.
All right, well, that holiday's about over. Well, I think we've milked it all we can this morning. But there's another holiday coming up very soon.
Christmas?
No, Halloween.
Halloween.
Halloween. And you know, there's a new costume out for Halloween. This is from the company that gave us such sexy Halloween costumes as a sexy Handmaid's Tale costume, sexy fake news costume, and sexy Pizza Rat costume. This year, their new costume is Nicest Neighbor. It is a sexy Mr. Rogers costume for ladies. Yep. Yep.
What, like a sweater?
Yeah, it comes with a tight red V-neck sweater, a detached collar and tie, and high-waisted gray shorts for the ladies. For the ladies. So it's, $60. $60 for it. Yep.
Okay.
And you can also spend $13 more for the Be My Neighbor add-on, which features a vinyl gray wig and two hand puppets. I don't know if the hand puppets. That's kind of strange and creepy when you think about it. There you go. Sexy Mr. Rogers costume for women on sale now for Halloween. If you can buy that. Tell you what.
Tell you what.
So it is time for the Who Cares News. I know you probably don't have any pirate news, but I'm sure you've got some news we could care less about. So what's
well,
up?
I have to start off with what I care about.
What do you care about?
Happy birthday to you.
Whose birthday is it today? Oh, I know. It's Randolph Mantooth's birthday.
Happy birthday.
74 years young
Randolph Mantooth, you hot, sexy thing, you that I've had a crush on all of my life. Happy birthday to you.
All right, good. Yep. Woo-hoo. All right, nice, nice. Happy birthday, Randolph. All right, what's going on?
Yes. Randolph Mantooth. I've only told that story several million times.
We've heard it, at least for the last 7 years.
Taylor Swift has rekindled her beef with Kanye West in a new interview with
Rolling
Stone.
Sounds like we've heard this for the last 7 years, too.
Right. She said that when they first reconciled a few years ago, they'd go to dinner and he'd be sweet.
Wait, they reconciled? I don't think they... I don't
well,
buy
supposedly.
That. I don't think they... I don't remember them reconciling.
I do.
I do?
Yeah.
I don't remember them going to dinner.
Oh, I don't know about that. But regardless, they buried the hatchet.
Now, was the original hatchet over the VMAs when he got up on stage and he
I
stole her award
original.
For Beyonce? Okay. All right. I get that.
Stole her award.
Yeah.
Well, they'd go to dinner and he'd be sweet and then he'd just take shots at her for no reason. There was an infamous phone call where she agreed to let Kanye rap about her.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
And then behind her back, he added the line, I made that bitch famous.
Well, and then the other thing was he like dressed up a mannequin, naked mannequin like her in the bed.
And
he's
the two
poking the bear. That's what he was doing. He was poking the sleeping bear. Taylor Swift being the sleeping
yes.
bear. Because she's a giant in yes. the music industry. Pretty soon she's gonna own the music business. Yeah. I think she is.
She's huge.
Yeah, she's big. Yeah.
And
yep.
rich.
Yep. And, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, he is too.
Yeah. I can't figure it out, but okay. And then at the 2015 VMAs, she presented Kanye with the Vanguard Award. But then he claimed in his speech about how MTV just got her to present the award for ratings.
Well, yeah, of course.
And then
everybody
Taylor said, quote, I realized he's two-faced. He wants to be nice to me behind the scenes, but then he wants to look cool. Get up in front of everyone and talk BS.
You know what? I think with him, though, I hate to say this. I don't think he ever looks cool. I think everybody knows it's Kanye and we get the joke, you know? It's
but like, people buy his crap.
Well, it doesn't mean that people don't think any
That's true.
Higher
doesn't mean he's,
or less of him.
It's him personally
yeah,
is just What the heck?
They don't ask him on talk shows much anymore. Jimmy Kimmel does.
But there's not enough time.
It's only an hour show.
It's only an hour show. Yes.
That's a good point. That's a real good point there, Morgan.
So the music is as the music is. And,
right.
You know, he's got some talent and creative juices on that one. But personally, God, shut the front door.
Look, Taylor Swift is going to rub him out of the music business when she's in charge. She's just going to rub him out. She's going to rub him out. She's going to rub out Bieber. She's going to rub out all these guys.
She's going to buy his label.
It's just going to be her and Ed Sheeran. That's it. That's all the music there's going to be. All the Taylor and all the Ed Sheeran you could want.
There's still room for country. Chrissy Teigen accidentally shared her email address on social media.
Uh-oh. That probably did not end well. I'm only guessing right now.
Because after a whole boatload of FaceTime calls from a few strangers. She said, I posted my email address, LMAO, she tweeted later. And so then later on she added, OMG, people are FaceTiming me. Was 100% sure this would be a penis, but nope, just a nice stranger.
Darn, she missed out on the penis.
Yeah, right. So Chrissy even posted a video of herself chatting with a man named Ricardo.
Jeez. I love Chrissy.
And then
Teigen.
She introduced him to her mom.
So hey, she mom, said, check out Ricardo. Yeah, he's got my email.
She said, we're about to eat dinner, but just thought to answer one of these.
Jeez.
She said, nice to meet you.
Aw, how sweet.
Chrissy wasn't laughing after the calls kept coming in.
Oh, I'll bet not.
And she said, please stop, I have a family.
Well, yeah, please stop, I have a life. She didn't have to answer him. She could have turned the ringer off on her phone. I know how to do that. Maybe these celebrities don't know how to do that.
Well, later on she said,
you know, they're
everything
afraid somebody's
disabled,
gonna miss them.
And she changed emails. Yeah. But I love you guys, and thank you for the kind words. LOL.
LOL. Oh, my God. Can you imagine if Halle Berry accidentally posted her email address on socials, what would happen?
Well,
I mean, come on now.
They'd probably come and take your phone away from you.
Well, that's true. They probably would.
And it was, and on Hallie's phone, it would say, missed FaceTime, 25, 28, 32, 75.
Well, there's
from
that.
From John Van Camp.
Well, there's that. There'd be somebody at the door. Stalker!
No,
your
she'd probably call you. Your carrier would probably cut you off.
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah.
Yes.
I would.
Or they come and see you and say, "Are you Stalker McVamp?"
Stalker Van Camp. Yeah, guilty. You'll lose charged. All right, that's gonna wrap it up for us today. And enjoy the rest of your International Talk Like a Pirate Day. I expect you to talk like that all day long to your staff at work, and report back. We'll do this again tomorrow.
I don't know about that. Yes. Yes.
Have a great day.
I'll be back tomorrow.
And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.